Here are today's top stories. Governor Bruce Rauner joins Senator Mark Kirk and other Illinois Republicans in skipping the GOP convention in Cleveland this summer. So let me get this straight. They don't endorse Trump. They're skipping their party's convention, which is a rally for Trump, but they support Donald Trump. That sounds like a blueprint for president. President Hillary Clinton, am I right? High five. Okay. President Obama said that being president is not, quote, a reality show. This, of course, is a shot across the bow at Jeff Probst, who's vying for the GOP nomination. No, of course, it's about Donald Trump. I personally disagree with the president on this one. How great would it be if every issue in our country was decided in Donald's boardroom, with his kids flanked to his side? Economy goes sour? Chairman Gilbert Godfrey, you're fired. It's perfect. A four-car pileup stymied morning rush hour traffic today on the Kennedy. One person was killed in the accident. That's really the worst-case scenario. Not only did you get seriously mad at the traffic this morning, but now you have to dial it back because somebody died. It's like you have to apologize to yourself for your own frustration. That's really the worst. Scientists were able to grow a human embryo outside a womb for 13 days. There are ethical questions for sure, but man, 13 days? That's impressive. The last time I tried to grow a mustache, it took me like a month. Kudos. Jamba Juice announced they're moving their headquarters from California to Texas. When asked for comment, Texas Senator Ted Cruz said, "While I couldn't bring the presidency to Texas, I got the second best thing, a razzmatazz." Did a whole joke so I could do a Ted Cruz saying, "Razzmatazz." Apple is being accused of deleting your music library. Once you upload your music to the cloud, are your MP3s being deleted from your iPod, your phone, and everywhere else it's stored? I'm not really sure how it works, but I'm probably okay with deleting the Carly Rae Jepsen Call Me Maybe purchase I made like 6 years ago. If I knew that using Shuffle would always bring that song up for eternity, I would have never, ever bought it. I mean, seriously, every time. Oh, next song. Call Me Maybe. And my number. Oh, they're thinking delete, delete, delete. I can't figure out how to delete. Now it's time for the download's new emoji report. New emojis include smiley face with side eye, a red eggplant, a North Korean flag, and a kitty cat with tears in both of his eyes. That's been the download's new emoji report. In weather, oh God, it's so hot. It's too hot. God, I miss gray April. In sports, the Cubs just keep on rolling. And man, was it crowded today at Wrigley Field. I predict lots of peeing in condo foyers tonight. The Cubs won 8-6 to take game two of a four-game set with the Nationals. How good has Ben Zobrist been? Another huge game, two home runs. The Sox start a three-game set tonight against the Twins. They lost 2 of 3 to the Red Sox, but I expect a series win this weekend. Also, ESPN is saying that the Sox could be a landing spot for Tim Lincecum. Lincecum, he's got great hair. Really nice. Really, like he uses conditioner great hair. You know what I mean? Love to have him on the South Side. Bring some style, some pizzazz, some razzmatazz. Also, the MLB has moved the Marlins-Pirates series from Puerto Rico due to the Zika virus. I've been saying it. End of days. It's here. World War Z was a documentary, bro. The Bears signed their first draft pick, fourth-round corner DeAndre Hall. Let me try him out. DeAndre Hall with a big play! Or, DeAndre Hall cannot make that mistake! Yeah, I think it sticks. And finally, Rob Kardashian and Blac Chyna are having a baby. It was announced today. Sorry, that's all I have. And I'm not sure why I care at all. But they're having a baby! That's the carryout for May 6, 2016. Hey, we got a special on guacamole today. No, it's fresh. Trust me, it's fresh. We definitely made it today for Seis de Mayo.